Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican Gabriel Gomez is running as a political outsider who wants to be the next U.S. Senator from Massachusetts.
Hey, how are you? Oh, for goodness sake, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I know who you are now.
Have a good breakfast or a good morning.
I know, thank you.
All right, take care, you guys.
Gomez was greeting people this week at a bustling Dunkin' Donuts in Charlestown. Then he sat down with us there to talk about the race and what he thinks a former Navy SEAL turned private equity investor can bring to Washington.
Oh, it's very simple. I've been in the real world. I've had a job in the private sector. I've got a broad experience of knowing what drives the economy and what kind of policies we need out of D.C.
In the campaign, you've called yourself an outsider to politics. Why would you want to be an insider?
Oh, I'll never be an insider, and I've never been a politician before. I think if the president's term limited, I think congressmen and senators should be term limited, and I will go down there and I will serve two full terms, and that's it. I think we should go back to the citizen servant model, where you go down there, you serve the people, come back. You come back, live under the laws you passed, live among the people you served, and hopefully get a job among the companies that, whose laws you impacted.
But counter the notion that someone who's new to Congress can't get as many things done as someone who's been there for a while and knows how to open doors and knows who to talk to in order to get things done.
If you're saying that the longer you're down there, the more effective you're going to be, well, name me one legislation that Congressman Markey has sponsored in the last 20 years that's become a bill. He can't. There isn't one. And I think that you want to send somebody down there who's got the leadership experience, who can work across the aisle and get things done.
A recent WBUR poll had you down by 8 points to Ed Markey, but about half the respondents didn't know who you were. How are you going to bump up your name recognition in the 5 weeks left between now and Election Day on June 25th?
We're going to have an air game and a ground game. There are people right now making phone calls for us. There are people knocking on doors. There's people coming to our website continuously every day, volunteering to help. And this base of enthusiasm is only growing every day. So I'm not concerned at all about whether our name's going to get out there or not.
Is that growing base of support enough to counter what will most certainly be Ed Markey's huge advantage in campaign fundraising and then in ad buying?
I'm convinced that he's going to raise more funds than me. He's going to spend more money than me. But in the end, I will be able to compete effectively.
Let me talk about internal Republican politics, if we can, for just a moment. On Monday, you're going to fundraise with Senator John McCain. Despite warnings from other Republicans like Newt Gingrich that you should distance yourself from the national party in order to win, are you taking a risk?
You know, I couldn't be more honored than to have somebody like John McCain standing side by side with me. I never asked for Newt Gingrich's support, and I could have taken it either way. It doesn't matter to me whether I got his support or not.
So it doesn't matter to you what he says, what his criticism might be?
Absolutely. You know, Nick Gingrich, he can speak for himself. He doesn't speak for me. I'll win this race with or without the help from people down in D.C. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, let's talk a few issues, if we might. Issue in the news right now, Justice Department subpoenaing phone records of the Associated Press, looking into telephone calls and the records of reporters as part of an investigation into leaks and classified information. An overreach by the Justice Department or justified?
I mean, on the surface of what I've read, it's an absolute overreach. The last thing that we need is to have what is purported to have happened. And, this coupled with the IRS scandal in terms of targeting supposedly conservative groups is just another example of why people have such a distrust for D.C. and for the government.
Foreign policy for a moment. Many Republicans are criticizing the White House over the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, where four Americans were killed, including Ambassador Stevens. What, if any, missteps do you think the Obama administration made?
I think it's an absolute shame and disgrace that we haven't gotten to the bottom of this after 8 months. 8 months is a long time. This isn't something where we should be attacking either the Obama administration or trying to defend the Obama administration from either side. This should be where we need to find and get to the bottom of this so that it doesn't, A, understand what happened, what we could have done beforehand, and what we can do going forward so it doesn't happen again. 4 weeks ago, we got reminded of just how dangerous a world we live in And we can't have incidents like this come up and surprise us without us having been prepared for it or thinking about it.
On the Boston Marathon bombing, which was 4 weeks ago, are you concerned about the apparent lack of cooperation or at least information sharing between federal agencies and the local authorities here in Boston in the run-up before the bombing, criticisms that have been leveled up on Capitol Hill?
I was there at the marathon. I finished just before the bombs went off. My wife and kids were there at the finish line. And what I saw immediately afterwards when I heard the first bomb was the law enforcement agencies, the EMTs, emergency responders, react the way that they've been trained, and they showed the world why they're the best. And hopefully when they come back with their report, they'll have realized, hey, we did this great, we could have done this better, and this is what we need to do going forward. And I hope it highlights if there's been any kind of operations that they could have done better, it gets highlighted and it gets corrected. Because the bottom line is, the terrorists only have to be right 1 out of 100 times. We've got to be right 100 times out of 100. And we need to make sure that we've got the right procedures and the right policies so that if there's any shortfalls, we fix those now and that it doesn't happen again going forward.
Are there terrorism laws that need to be changed from your point of view in order to make sure that we're right 100 times out of 100 times?
No, I'm confident in what we have. I mean, what I would have done, and I said it from day one, is we should have held that terrorist number two as an enemy combatant.
Why? What would that have done for us?
Well, right now what happens now, he's got his read his Miranda rights, and he's lawyered up, and he's clammed up. He hasn't said anything since he was read his Miranda rights. We could have held him. It's within our power to hold him as an enemy combatant. We could have continued questioning him because we still don't know where he trained, when he trained, how he trained, and who he trained with, and if there's other people that he trained with that are still plotting against the United States. I don't understand why we gave up that option when we had that option within our power.
Gabriel Gomez is a former Navy SEAL from Cohasset and is the Republican candidate in the U.S. Senate race. Responding to Gomez's claim that Congressman Ed Markey has not sponsored legislation in the past 20 years that's become law, the Markey campaign sent a list of several measures he's authored. The most recent was the House version of a bill that created the National Alzheimer's Project in 2011. The Senate version of that bill became law.